Goldie Hawn says she encountered aliens decades ago. They touched me, and it felt like the finger of God. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 29, 2023. Oscar-winning actress Goldie Hawn says she encountered a trio of aliens more than 50 years ago, recounting that they touched her face and it felt like the finger of God. Hawn explained that her alleged encounter with extraterrestrial beings occurred while she was sleeping in a friend's car in the California desert after a night of dancing. She was then greeted by a high-pitched sound, according to a report by Newsweek. "I looked out the window, and I saw these two or three triangular-shaped heads," Hawn said during a recent episode of Apple Fitness Plus's Time to Walk podcast, adding that the creatures were silver in color, slash for a mouth, tiny little nose, no ears. "They were pointing at me in the car as if they were discussing me like I was a subject. And they were droning," she said, claiming that she was unable to move while this was happening. While getting emotional on the podcast, Hawn said the aliens touched me, and it felt like the finger of God. "It was the most benevolent, loving feeling. This was powerful. It was filled with light." The actress, who was 20 at the time of this alleged encounter, said, "That was a time when, you know, there was a lot of UFO sightings." 4 months before the alleged encounter, Hawn said she had called out to any aliens that may have been listening to her, proclaiming, "I know you're out there, I know we're not alone, and I would like to meet you one day." Hawn's longtime partner, actor Kurt Russell, has also spoken about his own experience with supposed aliens. In 2017, Russell told the BBC that he reported the infamous alleged UFO lights over Phoenix in 1997, telling the outlet that he was flying his son Oliver Hudson to see his girlfriend, "when I saw six lights over the airport in absolute uniform in a V-shape. Oliver said to me, I was just looking at him. I was coming in, we're maybe a half a mile out, and Oliver said, 'Pa, what are those lights?'" Russell said. "Then I kind of came out of my reverie, and I said, 'I don't know what they are.' He said, 'Are we okay here?' And I said, 'Yeah, I'm gonna call in,' and I reported it." Other witnesses had also claimed to have seen a strange V-shaped collection of lights moving over the city around that time. Later, the local Air Force base said the orbs were just flares. Hawn and Russell are not the only celebrities to have publicly discussed their alleged experiences with extraterrestrial beings. Blink-182 singer and guitarist Tom DeLonge, who, at one point, even quit the band to research UFOs, told the New York Times in 2019, "I saw some really anomalous stuff one night out in the desert. Zipping across the stars, horizon to horizon, zigzagging. That really blew my mind because no satellites move that way. But, I can't tell you what it was, the aliens exist," singer added. "I think like most people, the stuff that I've seen is a lot of stuff on the internet where I bet some of it really is true, but you really don't know which pieces." Last month, NASA published its first ever study into hundreds of alleged UFO sightings in recent decades and concluded that there is no reason to believe any of them are beings from another planet. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.